A brand new guide to the motherhood of tomorrow. First point. One. Women, men, gender hackers, and any person with an uterus will bear babies. Motherhood will be therefore an universal and inclusive concept. Two. Motherhood will be the ultimate sexual states of the bodies. Pregnancy, birth, breastfeeding will be considered sexual states of the human body. I explain that. When a body is pregnant, genitals and erogenous areas, such as the nipples, for example, get swollen and become extremely sensitive to sexual stimulation. In the motherhood of the future, everybody will be allowed to feel the sexual ecstasy of pregnancy. And everybody will be able to achieve orgasmic births. Oxytocin, the hormone of love and sexual pleasure, will run freely through our veins, as there will be no fear. Oxytocin is the most necessary hormone when giving birth, and also to activate the male rejection reflex when breastfeeding. Unfortunately, it's a shy hormone, and under fear or stress, it vanishes. But the years of oppression against our uteruses are over, and we will be provided with a high supply of oxytocin so that the births and the breastfeedings are orgasmic. Three. Ectogenesis and any means of artificial wombs will be dismissed, as biological motherhood will be linked to extreme sexual pleasure. In the new post-capitalist world, artificial wombs will be the trash of ancient markets. Four. Parthenogenesis. This is my favorite one. Parthenogenesis will be a reality in humans. Parthenogenesis, I don't know if you all know that, is reproduction from an ovum, from an egg, without fertilization of any kind. For example, pregnancy without male intervention of any kind. Sorry. It usually happens when the female has no access to males. There are multiple examples to be found in zoos around the world where females are kept in solitary conditions. Did you get it? Deck starts the division of the cells. So you get pregnant, but without the sperm. This is parthenogenesis. It happens in most, in many, many animal species. Well, they don't know if it happens in humans or not, but it's a scientific term. It's not, it doesn't come from allegory or poetry, or no, it's a scientific term. And in the motherhood of tomorrow, humans will also be able. We don't know if humans are able to. I keep on, okay? In ancient Greece, there were wise women, trained since childhood, who were able to practice parthenogenesis at their own will. They were called parthenos. There is a book there about this, from Margaret Rigoglioso. Parthenos of any gender will be the powerful women of tomorrow. Women who master their sexuality and their reproductive power without limits. Like, imagine, you master your sexuality, but you also master your own reproduction without male intervention. Five. Families will no longer consist in biological mothers and fathers. Biological bones will no longer matter. The only biological link considered of any importance will be the maternal one. no matter if the egg is hers or not. Fadas amb mapes. Mapes a gender dissident parents. Will parent the children of their sisters and the children of the community. Biological parenting will no longer concern men. The motherhood of tomorrow will look back at ancient wisdom, like the story told by Christopher Ryan and Casilda Jeffa in their book Sex at Dawn. Has someone read this book? Sex at Dawn, Christopher Ryan? Okay, it's a very good book. Sex at Dawn. At dawn, dawn. When dawn is when the sun rises. Yeah? It's like a super bestseller, eh? Like it has sold around the world, New York's best, I don't know, blah, blah. It's a good, I'm gonna read you a very little excerpt from the book, okay? It's a thesis book, and the goal of the book is to demonstrate that we are not made to be monogamous, and so every chapter is dedicated to the bonobos, to different cultures, to the way we are made physically, to hormones. So just to say, like, this thing of monogamy, it's something we have made up and we try to fit in, but it's so artificial. So the book is just for this. But it also addresses motherhood, and because I'm so into motherhood lately, so I'm like, okay, I keep on. When Paul Lejeune, French Jesuit missionary in French Canada in 17th century, talked about the dangers of depraved infidelity, something like crazy sex, to an Indian, he got a good lesson on parenting. The missionary told the Indian that it was not right that their women loved other men, as it often happens amongst them. He explained to him that in that way, he could not be sure of being the father of his son, who was present. The Indian replied, "You say silly things. You French people only love your children, but we love all the children of our tribe." The motherhood of tomorrow will be like this. The motherhood of tomorrow, we will look after all our children, regardless of biological bonds. 7. We will respect, honor, and cherish the mother-baby bond. I need the word bonding. As the authors Jen Litloff and Casilda Rodriguez explain in their books, breaking the important mother-child bonding time where mother and baby stay together breastfeeding and having skin-to-skin contact is breaking the newborn's confidence, the newborn's confidence in unlimited love and food supply, and is therefore a good training for becoming a soldier and a slave of capitalism. I explain myself. But in the motherhood of the future, we will be trained to live in an abundance of love and natural resources. Society will naturally move towards a more eco-friendly state. There will be no need to be greedy anymore, as there will be an abundance of love and milk. We will understand life as a production of desire and no longer as a resignation or lack of, or capitalism. Producción deseante versus resignada carencia, as stated by Deleuze and Guattari in 1972. Eight. Genderqueer parenting will be the new normal. We will raise our children with no gender limitations. The male-female binary will no longer exist. The genitals of our newborns will no longer determine gender. Gender will be an ulterior performative option in the life of a human being. Imagine, do you want to choose gender or no? 9. the children of tomorrow will be intersex. Intersexuality is a condition where babies are born with genitalia that do not conform to the male-female binary. Who knows what intersexuality is?
Yeah.
No, it's like... Due to 21st century pollution, there will be an increasing number of intersex children being born. Nowadays, intersexuality constitutes 1.7% of the population, the same percentage as red-haired people. But this percentage will raise sharply due to chemical hormone disruptors. Most future generations of newborn children will have intersex genitalia. Gender assignment will definitively become obsolete. Ten, last, the well-being of our offspring will be the primary concern of society, as will the well-being of pregnant people. The Spanish author Casilda Rodríguez, inspired by the author Wilhelm Reich, wrote that a new world will arise when the well-being of our children becomes our primary goal instead of money. Based on the aforementioned points, it is my firm belief that in tomorrow's world, society will most certainly transform itself into a new post-capitalist gender-queer matriarchy. That's it. Thank you. Now listen, no, the class. Is there some topic you would like to discuss about the topics we talked about? I don't know, ectogenesis, parthenogenesis, intersexuality, gender, queer parenting.
When will we arrive in this